Hello everyone, this is Mike Quincy, connecting the light. It's a funny week this week. There is no actual Sheldon Neidl message, but fortunately, at the same time, I've received some information regarding the comments that Sheldon passed at the recent conference, and it would seem to fit the bill. He's given information about some of the future events. So I shall start the program with those. And then on a similar note, I had another message which was delivered on the 20th of July through Michael Sunder on behalf of, amongst others, the Galactic Federation of Planets. So that also fits in very well. So I will proceed now with the comments from the conference that Sheldon Neidl was at. And he was asked questions about different matters, and one was regarding the war with Iran, and he stated that Iran was surrounded with mountains and that the mountain passes were heavily mined, and the US doesn't have enough soldiers and doesn't have enough transport or helicopters to move their troops over the mountain, and atomic weapons are not an option, as the Galactic Federation has already shut them down on many occasions. So they have to consider them a non-option. Also, as a sideline, Russia considers Iran part of their sphere of influence. So they're not so keen at the moment to carry out their threat of war with Iran, certainly not in that way. Sheldon mentioned how the second and third generation of clones, that is, clones of the Greys, are used with back-engineered chips to abduct people. But apparently the clones didn't function very well, and the person that would normally be heard speaking to the Greys would be a naval intelligence officer's voice talking to them. Anybody who's familiar with what happens with the Greys will know, of course, that their contact is telepathic and you wouldn't hear a voice as such. So it would seem, although they have cloned the Greys and they try and impersonate and carry out their own abduction, they're not very convincing to anybody who knows. There's also a little footnote on that piece saying that it's funny, really, because they also have helicopters that have to accompany these spaceships in case they lose them. Which is rather striking, is rather funny. But on a serious note, it does remind me that there was a sighting of a UFO, and it was accompanied by helicopters, and it landed on someone's farm in the state, and the farmer there, or the landowner, actually saw someone of the military personnel actually get out of the spaceship. Now, that's associated with the animal mutilation. And I think it was the same case where the farmer saw some of his animals being lifted up into the ship. Yeah, no, it's interesting. I've heard of that before. That really confirms, I think, what maybe we've already known. He went on to talk about the inner Earth, and he said that they have a teleporter feature there which can transport you anywhere you want to go, or you can create a holographic reality the same as being there. And these holographic realities don't rely on space as the hologram moves around you, but it feels just like here, and it feels real. But you're completely safe there within it, in the inner Earth. So there's no chance of hurting yourself. So that's interesting. Obviously, to make you feel at home if you go into the inner Earth, by the sound of it. He talked also of one thing, and he said, everyone here on Earth is going to ascend. We are all in this together. And I find that interesting because I can't recall having read before, any suggestion that everybody were the same, but I wouldn't write off that possibility, because as the energies increase that are coming to the Earth, that is the higher energies, so it is raising everyone's consciousness to some level. But I have to think that there are some people that are so third-dimensionally minded that they won't actually want to go forward and onto ascension, and in fact they won't be ready. So it will be interesting to see what further information comes out regarding that particular aspect. He said it will take 2 days to activate our DNA and make us sentient beings who would look around 25 years old. That, of course, undoubtedly refers to some of the changes taking place in the very latter stages before ascension. Going on to say that 80% will experience this, that is, getting younger, in the temporary crystal cave dwellings that will exactly duplicate outer Earth as people will be teleported there. Families will go as a unit, and pets will be taken to a special place to be prepared to interact with the inner Earth people telepathically, as will they, of course. So 20% will go on the ships, experiencing the same metamorphosis, and this will take place about 4 to 6 months after first contact. And first contact itself will happen 6 to 8 months after the changes in government. The Galactic Federation has rehearsed first contact with 100,000 or so contingencies thousands of times to be sure things go smoothly. There will be holographic realities made as we desire, something like the holodeck on Star Trek, The Next Generation. And we will have replicators to make anything we want, such as food and clothing, etc. And he added, as well as an entertainment centre with 3D interactive communication, such as movies, displays, etc., but apparently no computers. Sheldon said that he went through to the inner Earth in 5 minutes with a device that attuned his brain waves, and it was as if it covered every inch of a crystal city, 40 by 40 miles, so that was quite large. But he said within half an hour, he saw other places as well. The snippets that he referred to are that Atlantis, Lemuria, and Sri Lanka are all rising and will be as they were originally. And the Earth will be covered by 2 mantles made of ice. The planets in our solar system are now being prepared to be restored to their former beauty, as is outer Earth. We will meditate about 1 hour a day in place of sleep. And everyone is in service to all, the planet, the galaxy, and creation. Creativity is the currency of the galactics, traded freely. Cooperation will be like breathing is now, constant and commonplace. A society based on joy, love, appreciation of ourselves and everything. The technology will guide us in unlocking our own abilities to create, feel, solve any problem, and manifest at will. The oncoming future approaches like a roaring freight train. Know it and live it as it opens to us, believing your infinite potential, just as you believe in our Almighty Father, Mother God's infinite faith. Expect magic, knowing it will be far beyond anything we can conceive. He went on to say that lastly, prosperity will be of value into a few months after first contact, when we're shown how to mentally operate the replicators and other technology. And also at that time we'll be given the energy devices and such. Now that was the end of the notes that I came across just this week, actually, from this recent conference. Now the message I referred to earlier from Michael Sundare reads as follows. quite a long list of people here involved, saying, and I quote, "We are members of the High Council of the Galactic Federation of Planets in service to the Prime Creator. These include our Imperial Commander, Saint Germain Ambassador, Lord Stenander, Damara, Commander-in-Chief, Airborne Division of the Ashtar Command, Archangel Michael, Prince of the Archangels and the Angelic Host, Julian, Commander of the Ashtar Command, MODOK, Consultant to the Galactic Federation, Anton, Commander of the Silver Fleet, and Red Cloud, Miguel, considering all the single tribal chiefs." Message reads, "We are also known as the Solar Fleet Cross or the Jerusalem Command. We function as councils of light, peacemakers, diplomats and peacekeepers located in the 8th octave of the planet Saturn, which oversees the sector of the Milky Way galaxy that protects the divine plan against interference or violation of its confederation law under Lord Melchizedek. We greet you in love and in the light of the Prime Creator, who has been contacting many of our families of life, more so now than ever before. We have sought our aid and now it is time for our presence to be known without any misgiving. Many of you now have acquired the understanding of wisdom to emulate the ascended masters through love and compassion. It is imperative that you know who you are. For this, beloved ones, we are in total gratitude to your service being divine. I do apologise that we cannot step on your soil at this time. Just know, in this linear moment, it would be a disservice to many of those who have not yet awakened, and who still walk with much apprehension and trepidation. We are willing for the moment to forgo our union with all of our sisters and brothers, as we do want to merge together, but cannot until mass consciousness has reached the 5th octave. Many of you have been drawn to moving to several different geographic locations over the past decade, since the harmonic concordance in 1987. This extensive period of shifting has been quite nurturing to your soul. Imminently, there will be an even greater transitional shift upon your planet, which is necessary for the new Earth's formation, as she continues to accelerate at hyperspeed through the photon belt towards the Golden Age. In the interim, we continue waiting patiently for the green light from the Higher Tyrian Council of Light to begin our impending arrival to your surface, where many of our members are currently, as they were born on your soil and working with the Federation. They are in place to guide you without hesitation in preparation of any cataclysmic weather condition that may occur while we are in transit to the 5th dimension. Our mission is of peace and equality for those who choose it, and will not be compromised by the illegal activities and secret activities of your government. Be assured that we are well aware of the recent military maneuvers to underground installation. Their activities do not go unnoticed and will no longer be kept in from the general masses and the untainted media. For the moment, know that you are being monitored by the Ashtar Command, and if need be, we will act under Federation law and will deactivate any detonated nuclear weapon or any other form of countermeasure that the governments may choose to use to create extensive disharmony and discord on the surface. There's a message here then to the world government saying, heed our words carefully, the final day has now come to play out your diabolical roles with your misguided leaders and administrative officials whose only intent is to annihilate humanity. Your time has now run out as the Cabal will make its last and final attempt to dominate planet Earth. You will be held accountable for all actions in accordance with the Syrian High Council of the Great White Brotherhood." And then followed a list which I won't read out, which gave the names of people that were to be moved or removed from their posts. And obviously it includes people like Bill George Bush Sr. and George W. Bush and so on. So basically I think people that are members of the Illuminati, which include Tony Blair, Queen Elizabeth, Second Prince Philip, and Rupert Murdoch, and certain members of the banking fraternity. It said at the bottom, this page I'm reading, please note that Prince Charles and Alan Greenspan are only public figures who have made a conscious choice to retire as the directors of Prime Theatre. That's interesting because, to me in the UK, Prince Charles has often shown himself to be sensitive to issues that one might associate with one who is more spiritual aware. The passage went on to say in the following, let it be known that the following persons, places and events have been currently ongoing under the directive of the Prime Creator. Firstly, the current mission of our lightship, Athena, is the removal of all chemtrails and the aircraft and pilot responsible for spewing poison to our atmospheric and stratospheric sky, which has now reached critical mass. Secondly, purification of ocean waters through an accelerated technology that produces highly advanced light and sound frequencies to reverse the water electron molecules. Thirdly, Denis Kucinich and Barack Obama are to temporarily fill in the executive branch vacancies. Finally, number four, select branches of government will be absorbed into a new governing body that ultimately will be formed and approved by specific members of the Syrian High Council. The delegations of the High Council of the Ashtar Command are universal ambassadors and currently have members of the Federation Command which are composed of countless lightships from various planetary systems. We are currently living among our brothers and sisters of the light on our surface, soon to return to our respective bases of origin when our mission is completed. Just know that we are in the light ships above you and we will do all that is necessary to save the larger planet so that we may all join together within the United Federation of Peaceful World. And it concludes, our delegations will soon meet with certain heads from the newly elected body of government and want you all to know that you're not alone in the universe. And it's sort of in a manner of speaking, signed off at the end, High Council of the Galactic Federation of Planets, Ra, Imperial Commander, and two more, Lord Sanada Bimara, Commander-in-Chief, and finally, Saint Germain Ambassador. They are very much in a similar vein to what we used to hear in Sterling Nida. Now, I'm passing on to my general news item. Funny enough, I haven't got very much this week, I don't know why that is, and keep an eye out for it, but maybe it's not bad, it will enable me to spend a little bit more time on the general messages. I did read an article that I made a small note from that said, talking about the House Judiciary Committee and Chairman John Conyers, who was sacked recently, that if three more Congress members get behind, then impeachment will start the impeachment proceeding. Yeah. So, that sounds very encouraging. One would have thought that it wouldn't be too difficult to find another three people to get that rolling. Something that appeared in one of the UK papers didn't really surprise anything about the information here, but what is surprising is that it's in the paper at all. And it's to do with the assassination of John F. Kennedy. And they finally come to the conclusion that Lee Harvey Oswald could not have killed President John F. Kennedy on his own. And that was according to new tests carried out by the Italian army. The official Warren Commission report on the 1963 assassination says the gunman fired three shots in 7 seconds, but using a car Dano M9138 bolt action rifle replica of the Mervyn Bestow weapon. Ballistic trials at the major spawner, actually in Burnley, found at least 19 seconds was needed. There you are, you see, what mission claim is totally impossible. And it also says, questioning if the third bullet would have disintegrated when it hit Kennedy's head. And an army expert says there must have been others. There you are, it takes a long time for some of these things to reach the press. Now, in the UK again, the Daily Paper I read, which is the Daily Mirror, there was an article by Vincent Moss, the political editor. Didn't actually note the date, but it came out this week. And you've probably heard through the media about the event in Iranian waters when some of the British naval personnel were taken hostage because it was alleged by the Iranians that they were in their territorial waters, whereas the British Navy claimed that they weren't. What's come out here is that it has been stated that Britain used a misleading map to prove that Fin sailors were not in Iranian waters when they were taken hostage. Faye Turney was among the 8 sailors and 7 Marines seized by Iranian gunboats in the disputed Chat al Arab waterway on March 23rd this year. And the crew from the frigate HMS Stormwall were forced during their 13-day captivity to make humiliating video confessions that they were in Iranian waters when they were taken hostage. At least they were saying they were humiliating. I didn't see that it was particularly, but there you are. It is revealed today, when this report came out, that the British government might use by the Ministry of Defence to argue that the sea not in Iranian waters is less clear than it ought to have been. And this was according to the Foreign Affairs Committee of MPs. It also says Britain was fortunate Iran did not contest the accuracy, which could have worsened the diplomatic crisis. Martin Pratt, an expert on international boundaries from Durham University, said it could be argued that the map was deliberately misleading and certainly an oversimplification. In April, former British ambassador and maritime boundaries expert Dave Murray claimed the British maps were fake. Apparently from there, this report goes forward with the MPs on the committee making some recommendations in the report. So there we are, after the event, things that you might wonder about and be investigated, and the truth comes out. What it's saying, in other words, is that the Navy personnel were in Iranian waters, and I think in that event, they, to my knowledge, treated very well. So what could have been a nasty instance of provocation, who knows what retaliations, was actually finalised in a satisfactory manner. That's made me wonder whether they intended it to cause some incident to give some reason for attacking Iran. We can never be sure. Now I pass on to our general news here. Still, yes. An article by Hal Taylor. Looking for the date on here. Yes, it turned up to me on the 18th of July. And the original report, which was talking about a top secret US military document, was dated the 1st of June this year. And Hal Turner, who is a radio talk show host, says he receives a whole slew of email and regular mail about virtually every issue under the gun, much of it gets deleted or thrown away. Every once in a while, something akin to a bombshell arrives, and on July the 18th, it was one such day. He said he came in the session of portions of the US military plan, which was allegedly classified top secret. And this put him in a bind, because without having a security clearance himself, and having something which is classified as unlawful. So, and also reading such a document is also unlawful, and revealing it to the public is definitely unlawful. So he had thought about it, and he decided in the end he was going to read it. And so as he read it, his blood ran cold, and he was going up his spine, the hair on the back of his neck stood up, and he said his gut started churning. So he asked himself, what did he do in the document? And he said that it was an operational plan to use US military troops against US citizens. I don't read the whole way through this, because you'll get the gist of it. If you search for Hal Turner on the web, I suspect you can find the source of this. Unfortunately, I haven't got it, which is a shame. But the plan apparently said, and I quote, a perceived serious potential dissident American groups rising up against constituted authority has been clearly identified by a counter-intelligence agency. And the plan goes on to say, our people are clearly thinking of rising up and throwing off federal government by saying, the stated cause for such an uprising appears to be growing dissatisfaction with the course and conduct of the war in Iraq, the chronic inability of Congress to deal with various pressing issues, and the perception of widespread corruption and indifference to public need. I certainly got that one right. And as Carl Turner himself said, sounds accurate to me. In fact, it describes perfectly reasonable justification for the American people to utilize our original right of self-defense against such a government, or for us to impose their evil. He went on to say that the most stunning thing about the plan is that it talks about political reform and offers an unbelievably out-of-touch, completely un-American observation, saying reform may be necessary, but reform is a matter for the state. Altair says, a matter for the state. We the people are the state. We the people decide on reform. For this US military plan to assert reform may be necessary, but reform is a matter of the state, is like reading something out of the old Soviet Union. What planet are these people on? And he says, the truly chilling part of this plan involves the use of informant of Americans literally spying on their fellow citizens and block control, where the claims calls for trusted resident reports on the activities of people in their neighbourhood. How rightly says, folks, this is what Fidel Castro does in Trump's either. And so it goes on. It's rather frightening. Yet another act or law, something that's being obviously very seriously discussed with people under even greater control than before. In a manner of speaking, I think it's a good thing that the intention of these corrupt governments comes out, because it might prove to bring about the reaction that can get rid of them. Now, what have I got here? Something I spit out of an email. A shame that I haven't got the source of this today, but the pity isn't always included. But apparently, it appears it might have come from an Egyptian newspaper, Al-Fat, and it goes back quite a way to Wednesday, December the 26th, 2001. And it was news of Bin Laden's death and funeral in the Egyptian paper. Funnily enough, with the email is obviously the reduced size front page of the paper, but that's the article itself. So if you can read it, they're not pulling the leg. All it simply says is that the White House gets defensive over accusation that Bin Laden is dead. And it says, White House Homeland Security Advisor Fran Brandon was asked at a press conference earlier this week what evidence she had that Osama bin Laden was still alive, considering the fact that he had been gravely ill and on a kidney dialysis being while traversing half the range of on the border region, and found things responsible to refuse to discuss the matter and immediately leave. Things stayed over the last few years whenever they tried to get Bin Laden beat again. I think he showed all bits and videos. But he died in some of the bombing that took place when he was trying to escape the first attempts to track him down. Anyway, again, it's another little thing that's come out, so it's opened people up, I think, to the truth. Another email I had was talking about George Bush intending to use his veto to put a ban on Merck vaccine. And he wants to veto a bill that would ban Merck in flu vaccine to children despite its known links to autism and other neurological disorders, and despite the fact that he pledged in 2004 to support such a move when campaigning for re-election. Doesn't need any comment on that one, does it? That's awful. And to think even here still in the UK, they still use mercury fillings for teeth. And again this week, I do email, and it's headed, US unable to prove it's not voluntary. And they're saying that the United States appears a bit not more than it can chew, but it's due to belts, and We the People organisations earlier this year in an effort to shut down Operation Stop Withholding. And in the lawsuit, government accused WPP of operating an unlawful, abusive Act Delta in violation of certain sections of Act Folding that side, citing the organisation's efforts to urge individuals to terminate their W-4 wage and salary withholding agreement. And the lawsuit was served on Schultz in May 3rd, 2007. And he filed a motion to have the base dismissed on the ground that Operation Stop Withholding is not only fully protected by the First Amendment, including the petition clause, it is protected because We the People organisation is educating people about the withholding laws as they are currently written, and which is expressly provide that such agreements are voluntary. So the government finds itself in a very tough spot. On one hand, it is asking the court to shut the WT program down, but on the other hand, neither the IRS nor the attorneys at the Department of Justice have been able to dispute or refute the simple truth that the letter of the law itself plainly establishes that withholding involuntary and permission to withhold can easily be withdrawn by workers at their sole discretion. Interesting, isn't it? Maybe this is one the government or the authorities don't have to get their way out of. Final bit of news I have here is what has now become known as the Wondergate scandal. It's yet another update by Christopher Story, who's the FRSA editor and publisher of the International Currency Review. And for anybody who follows maybe to some extent what he's doing, he does a daily, if not weekly, roundup of what is happening on this Wondergate issue. Now you'll know that it revolves around Leo Wonta, that is Ambassador Leo Wonta, who is the representative for the Ameritrust Fund, and it is to he who made payment of the funds must be made, and there is a $4.5 billion fund that should have been paid over a year ago. Now, Christopher Story, in this report, is his latest update, and he's saying that on the 26th of July, the Financial Times lead report was headed, "It deals in trouble over debt take-up, difficulties are fears of global credit crunch, is scumbag rumour to have closed down with respect to the provision of further credit for the rest of the summer." The paper Telegraph added in huge bold type, banks left with $22 billion of debt as funds even. And what BP's doing here is attributing these fears and the collapse of the financial markets to what has been happening in connection with the corruption and the use of the Bonza fund, which hasn't been paid back yet. Apparently, the longer it goes on, the worse the outcome is likely to be. He recorded back on the 24th of July that the markets were holding their breath to fear of bunch, and the dollar skies went to a record low as equity markets tumbled. And in Italy, apparently, they were set to bow out bank rallies after huge derivatives losses, and the Bank of Italy has apparently intervened to avert systemic contagion developing from the exponential losses suffered by a low margin leasing bank enticed by easy profits from futures contracts and credit markets nauseous over cheap debt, pointing out that many banks are sitting on a mountain of debt that can't sell, at least not at a decent price. But anyhow, things are looking decidedly unsettled and rather dodgy in that. So, I'm flying by here. I finish with the general news. I'll just move on to a couple of items which I'll keep on. I call my ET and UCO section. This was an email I had, this time from Richard Boylan, who's very interested and connected with the UFO scene. And he was saying, as I write this, the fleet of 100 Starcraft are in formation over Roseville, which is a suburb of Sacramento, California. And Army Sergeant Justin Duncan, a friend, just told me that the fleet is in a formation of two long lines and hovering, or very slowly moving, at 2,000 feet altitude above Roseville. Justin was then said, starbounded at the size of this formation, which dwarfs the five craft display at present over Lima Peru some weeks ago. Staff are best seen with sunglasses up through the glare from sun from the smoggy air. Justin says that when a craft feels brightly, the glint of the reflected sunlight quite distinct. Apparently, the star visitors are ramping up the size of their demonstration of present flight over major operation dangers. All to the good, as the UFO cover slowly the story crumbles into the light. And so say all of us, I think. I must say, in the UK also, well, we're not terribly well known for having lots of UFO sightings. There seem to be quite a few more lately, catching the people's eye, the type of multi-sighting. Also in my UFO style here, there is a message which comes from the Syrian High Council, and it was channeled to a dear lady called Maud. Can we have a look at the end of the article here, because it's on more than one page, to see if it actually gives us any website addresses or the like. And it does, unfortunately. I can't actually tell you if she's got one. It would appear. Enough. Anyway, I'll get on and read what this message said. It says, we are here to affirm that light has prevailed against corruption by the dark lords who no longer have their stranglehold on humanity, thereby allowing your God-given right of freedom and to live in peace and harmony. A stern warning had been issued a short time ago to your current global leaders with dire consequences if changes are not immediately implemented. Let it be known that following directives under the Prime Creator has been achieved. And now this is what I want to lead out to, is the main point on it. The Galactic Federation Lightships immediately intervened to plan nuclear attacks against Iran and parallel countermeasures against the United States. The missiles were deactivated and mounted on board from military ships. Your current government officials continue to use its high-frequency microwave pulsar technology. This science increased the temperature of Earth has been permanently deactivated. George Senior has acknowledged the directed and grounded all planes scheduled to spread the man-made alien flu virus. Russian President Vladimir Putin has moved forward with preserving the lives of his countrymen. All government networks to cease the future development of current blank state technology projects. Secret government business started attempt to control and disperse natural health care remedies proved too far and unsuccessful. All efforts of military and non-military personnel purposely devastating oceanic life forms, the detonation of explosive devices under the guise of experimentation in the interest of science, are now being overridden by our lives. Bush has conceded to allow the hearing of the civil open case. Let it be known that the following directives under the Prime Creator have not yet been achieved, and the time remaining to act is critically short. These are: all existing alien flu vaccines are to be destroyed immediately. Users of pesticides and genetically modified agriculture, these must be desist. Last one here, in a way, it says Prince Harry is remain in England, and Prince Philip will be accountable for any and all harm done to Prince Harry or the men under his command. Phone and frequency wave technology misused to deliberately harm whales and dolphins must be deactivated. Commercial fishing vessels that release falling nets with the ultimate intent to alter planetary ecosystems will immediately cease to exist. Scientists under the control of the government officials and public figures who create, utilise and promote falsified data regarding carbon, being the cause of this factor in the increase of the Earth temperature, will retract all statements and speak the truth about hard, underwave technology and the involvement of us. Scientists, secret societies will terminate all programs set up to manipulate mankind by utilising potent mind-altering programs to mask their covert agendas. George W. Bush and Dick Cheney must concede to any and all directives they have received and ignored. Tony Blair must concede to Great Britain his actual highest intent and cease supporting the recent misguided truth and have appealed to, have appeared in your media. Your honeybee colonies that have seemingly all but disappeared have only migrated to the south of the equator. That is basically it. It concludes by saying that people concerning the message are the warriors of the light and are acutely aware of your leaders, devious plans, and blind all spiritual absolute truth. As we sit amongst them in their silent meetings, listen to them, being strategies for lustful personal gain or power and money. We have stood by and watched greed and tyranny as they destroy your nation. Know that we do exist and we are not threatening. We are a benevolent race. It will soon become very clear as to the importance of your acknowledgement of our existence. Your current governments will soon stage another kind of attack, one from an extraterrestrial nation, justified by stealing what you call martial law to your land. This will be the most convincing effort yet by the Illuminati. Let us reiterate that we are peaceful, a loving race, and have only the best interests of your planet and its inhabitants at heart. It's signed off by Ra, St. Germain, Archangel Michael, Hiawatha, and Geronimo. Right, that really comes to the end of what I've got on that front, this week. So I'm now going directly to a channel message here. I'm channeling the name of Jesus Fernandez. So this goes back to last year, 4th of June, and it was called a little discourse number 3, and the topic was the collective Messiah. Just bear with me a couple of sticks while I just had enough water. Well, that's better. The message reads, my message this morning is to all those angels in service to planetary Christ consciousness, having it established in Earth as it is in Heaven. When I say you are the collective Messiah, I'm bearing the truth. For those that can hear this message of truth, will feel a warm glow in your heart as, ah, yes. Now, the collective desire means what? Establishing heaven and earth means what? Allow me to define this in simplicity. Messiah means Holy One sent to us by the Source Creator as God Goddess to serve humanity. To remember they are God, Goddess, here in expression. To remember all humanity and all living things are infinitely loved, no matter what, all are one. This oneness is effective. You are the Holy Master sent by the Source Creator as one collective to do this. Remember, as each of you are living examples of the power of love, truth, you transform the whole of humanity back to the original blueprint to balance. The balance of male and female, united again, within you first. You are the many ancient prophecies fulfilled all over the world. Each of you are sourcing from the high frequencies of the fifth dimension and beyond. You know and remember truth, and truth sets you free. You are known by your real and authentic spirit signature, which is this note here is your essence. By your fruits, that is your action, you are known. You cannot serve the old world and live as a master in the new world you came to establish. If you do, you will love the one and hate the other. This is an illusion and will keep you in density, which is also called karma, which then becomes your reality of the old world. You must focus your whole being in the light. This is the purpose you have come here for. You cannot transmit something this hidden powerful without sacrificing the old world. You are most definitely in this world, but not of it, meaning not of the old world. A separation with a God outside of you. You are the living temples of the Most High. You are operating at a frequency of light beyond the vows of denial and the victimhood. Your true source identity, that is your I Am identity, is intact. As I said before, you are the lighthouses upon the shore. You are here establishing the mobilias, that is the flying system of this new age, or now age. Basic of the heart that holds the receptive divine feminine energies that flow in duality. These mobilias are portals of light for others to be able to experience. You are the flying fountain of liquid light of the divine mothers. The Holy Spirit is your director and teacher. All receive what their spirits wish for them in order to awake. Be what is honored and respected by and from all. Love is the creator sustains all in lavish abundance for those who awaken from their dreams to separate. You are assisting others to remember who and what they truly are. Gods and goddesses in expression here and now in earth. By their free will gift, that is their choice of all. Humanity either chooses to continue to give their power away to the world of illusion, that is fear, duality and suffering, and as a victim to the old world. Or they choose to awaken and follow their spirits and live their truth and fulfill their destiny. You make another choice and begin to live as the loving expression in service to the whole. You join as one collective Messiah, which means expand. Each of you have your own divine DNA blueprint encoded within your spirit soul. There is not one of you alike. Each of you has come with your very own unique pattern. You bring your gift in service to all humanity as a whole. You did not come to earth to get, consume, or acquire worldly things. You do not live and have your being in spirit based on old world mentality. You lack nothing as part of it. It is not possible. You each are stars sealed long ago from the ancient days. Your star lineage is rich and full. You each are powerful beyond any knowing. I am here to assist you to remember. You are the one to remember. The Star of David is sealed with each of your spirit signature. Your very hairs are numbered. The Star of David is the harmonic seal that has been placed upon earth now. This harmonic seal is opened and activated. As the crystalline grids on Earth connect to the source glows this new path, establishing here and now for each of you, reflected in style. This means now age, now time, and future time now. And message concludes, together we unite in one, as we bring heaven again to Earth, celebrating love and great joy, each of your discerning love. Now, it's signed off by saying, Shalom, Jesus the man. I think I might have time for one final thought message. This was one that came through the very good website, Dust Standing, and it refers to Amiga communication, and this came through on the 7th of June. And it was from being called Iron. So you can go to the website, which is amigacommunications.co.nz in New Zealand. And in it, Iron was talking about process alignment and attunement that we've received with, and they are to open so that the process may enable us to become, or get beyond that layer of thought pattern of the mass consciousness. And it says, in reuniting with you in these places, we can, in a sense, reassemble you together as an operating unit and reassemble you within the memory of how you manifest change in the process of your endowment. Again, to assist others to retain, regain their pureness and wholeness, functioning without the effects of the influences of the world you are in. This has been given to you previously, as you can consciously select the pureness, and through the energy process, we will draw upon you only that essence that you seek, and you need to be focused on that using the strength of will. And that is attained through your awareness of your greater light and self. Be still in this moment, for you may be aware of the changes around you and of even the turning of the earth station. This is the sensitivity and awareness you gain in the basis of connection. Finally, do you sense that you have achieved a firming up within you, ready and prepared for a particular action, particular thought pattern, and you will be clearly operating in line with your own unfolding purpose. Even though you have a distinct descended into the deepness of creation, you have these ways of connecting into the pure levels again, refueling yourself, helping to remember. So there you are, talking, speaking with a bit of instruction and useful advice. Well, time has gone so quickly, I've come to the end of the program. After allowing time for the studio to do the last few minutes to get the next program going. So thank you for being with me. I hope you enjoy what I've presented to you. Hope you'll be with me next week. God bless you all.
Hi, this is Brent Wood from